Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the French European Union Commissioner Thierry Breton has resigned from the bloc's executive body with immediate effect. He published a picture of his resignation letter to the Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on the social network X. The letter says Ms. von der Leyen a few days ago had asked France to withdraw his name as the country's pick for the Commission for personal reasons in return for an allegedly more influential portfolio. Now, in the last few minutes, a Commission spokesperson has said that Ursula von der Leyen has accepted the resignation of the European Commissioner Thierry Breton, who quit with immediate effect, as I said. The statement says the President takes note and accepts Thierry Breton's resignation and thanks him for his work as Commissioner throughout the mandate. Well, Shona Murray is with us, European correspondent with Euronews. We'll also speak to John Litchfield, a journalist in France, in a moment. But Shona, you're going to have to explain to us what on earth is going on here.
Well, it was a bit of a bombshell because Thierry Breton was very much a leading commissioner. Now, he had a very confrontational relationship with Ursula von der Leyen. He publicly criticised her back in March on Twitter, saying she didn't have the support from her EPP group. It was sort of apropos of nothing. And he got hugely criticised for that because you're not supposed to do that when you're an EU commissioner, to try to undermine the work of the president in such a personal way. He is a commissioner now for internal market, a very important role, leading on digital services, regulating AI, social media and so on. But he was also going to be returned for another portfolio from the 4 years, which meant that France also didn't have to send a man and a woman because he was going to be a returning commissioner. But now he's accusing von der Leyen of going behind his back for, as he says, personal reasons, and requesting that France send a different commissioner for in exchange for a higher portfolio. Now, France would have been getting a very senior portfolio anyway. He would have been given that. So it appears it was for personal reasons. And she also requested that they send a woman. Now, the Commission today would not confirm or deny that accusation, because we just had a press conference there, the midday press conference, and they won't confirm or deny it. So I suppose it's up to interpretation. In the interim, then, France has sent Stéphane Sojourne, the former French Foreign Affairs Minister, former president of the Renew Group, as their candidate. He's a very important player, I guess, in Brussels, but very much not a woman, which is sort of what's Macron saying to her, because Macron could have done her a favour and sent maybe a socialist woman that would have really helped her out in the commission. She would have been able to get France a good portfolio and also would have helped with the gender parity.
Yeah, so that doesn't address the gender issue. So if we go back to his statement where he says she asked France to withdraw my name for personal reasons, he's basically telling us, well, she didn't like me and she didn't want me back.
That's exactly what he's saying, and we know that they didn't get on well. But there was a rumour about this last week. In fact, I spoke to somebody about it yesterday, that he may have been trying to return to France for national politics, because we know Michel Barnier is setting up a new government. But this is a really personal attack, because he also talks about her mismanagement of the commission too. And at a time when things are already quite messy and disjointed, it's obviously very unhelpful for her.
Mm-hmm. And her final list of commissioners was due to be concluded last week. We were speculating about it at the start of last week, but was delayed due to ongoing discussions. Now we know this was probably one of the reasons, right?
Well, yeah. No, I'm not sure. I think this actually came as a real shock. I mean, maybe it did, but I think the official reason, I mean, that you could probably potentially interpret that, because it is a very difficult web to weave. But the actual reason why it was delayed was because of Slovenia. So the Slovenian government changed their commission designate to a woman at the request of von der Leyen, and that's been held up because the Slovenian parliament have to vote on that, and the opposition, Janez Janša, who's also in the EPP, he's trying to hold it up, saying no, we don't like this interference by von der Leyen, we want to see the letter of what she said to the prime minister, and they may not vote for Marta Kos, and so that's why there's a holding up there. We still even haven't got confirmation that Slovenia has formally recognised Marta Kos as the commissioner, but today we did hear that she is intending to announce her portfolios tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, sort of anything can happen over the next few hours, and at that point we'll know obviously the fate of Michael McGrath.
Well, listen, yeah, and we'll talk about that, because we'll all be like cuckoos in the nest now when we see that this one, internal markets, could be up for grabs if Thierry Breton is gone.
Yeah, you'd think, but I don't know. I think Stéphane Sojourne would get that. because, you know, he's well liked. He's, you know, he's he's a serious candidate. It's France. So I actually think that I don't think that that's dislodged that for Michael McGrath. I think that's what we talked about. I think the conventional wisdom is innovation or justice.
For innovation Michael McGrath.
I think that's what I've, again, speaking to sources again today and yesterday, innovation would have a huge budget in it. It's also seen as a good news portfolio because you're delivering money for new innovation, science horizon. It's also interpreting what we heard last week from the Mario Draghi report, which was huge investment into competitiveness of the European Union. So it is a strong portfolio. It's not as pivotal as, let's say, internal markets are one of those. But in terms of what he could possibly hope for, that would be a good one. And justice would also be, in terms of the pecking order, a much more important role, but it wouldn't be as visible a role. I don't think, let's say, if he wanted to return to domestic politics in Ireland, he would have as big a profile, because it's really going to be a confrontational role. You'd be confronting with Viktor Orban. It'll be part of enlargement and all those issues that don't tend to get a huge amount of coverage in Ireland.
So the expectation now is that this announcement will be made when?
Tomorrow in Strasbourg. That's the plan. Everybody's sort of already in Strasbourg waiting for von der Leyen to show up and potentially give all of this detail. But the question is, will they be able to do that if Slovenia hasn't formally recognised their candidate? I mean, can the Commission, can the President of the European Commission override that? You know, that wouldn't look so good. So stay tuned, basically.
All right, stay tuned. Shona, thank you so much. Shona Murray there. Let's go to John Litchfield, a journalist in Paris. Hello, John.
Hi, good morning, Claire.
So Shona described this as a bombshell. What has the reaction like been in the French media?
It's kind of three-dimensional chess going on, I think. I think there's not been much surprise, quite frankly, because it's been clear that Thierry Breton and Ursula von der Leyen were not the best of friends for quite a while. And it seems to me that a lot of this was kind of expected. You know, the kind of French, that the Elysee Palace named its new proposal for commissioner so quickly. I think they knew this was coming. I suspect that essentially Macron accepted that Breton's time there was gone, and if France wanted a strong commission portfolio, as strong as Macron thinks he deserves or France deserves, then it needed to have a new person there. He also needed to find a place for his friend Stéphane Séjourné, who's been the Foreign Minister only for a short time, but previously head of Macron's party. And, you know, I think it suited him to have somewhere to place him, because he's not going to be in the new government, which should be announced this week by Barnier, which then leads to the other part of three-dimensional chess, is this, the fact that Breton made the announcement today because he wanted to be in the plane for the government this week, which Barnier is trying to put together at the moment.
Right. And
if he wanted that, would he have announced it?
And do you think, John, that he is in the frame for Michel Barnier's government?
I think he probably is, but you know, the thing is, Barnier and he obviously know each other well. Barnier was French commissioner, as you know, before he was Brexit negotiator, and before Breton was, and they know each other well from Brussels. They apparently get on well. They're from the same part of the political spectrum in France. But it seems to me, if you expected to walk into a job in the French government, which necessarily is going to be dealing with Brussels very closely and with underlined very closely, in any strong job like foreign minister or finance minister, you wouldn't have left with such a sort of explosion of anger in which Breton left. So maybe that's a yes. He feels he doesn't have much chance of getting in the government. But the fact that the government's happening this week and he made the announcement at the beginning of the week may be a coincidence, or it may all fit together in this giant game that's going on, as I say.
But it's certainly a surprise. Do you agree with Shona on that?
I don't think it is such a surprise, really. I mean, you know, Breton was not only in disagreement with von der Leyen over many things. She was, it was said, being threatened to take away part of his portfolio and spread it out between other people. And I think the interesting thing today is that when the Elysee announced that Stéphane Séjourné was its candidate, they said specifically that they wanted him to get the job of technology, industry, competitivity, one of these big jobs that Shona was talking about, which is absolutely central to Macron's view of where Europe should be going. Mm-hmm. So maybe this is the deal, maybe in the background, that we'll swap commissioners as long as you give us this big job.
And his replacement, Seán Murray, seems to believe that he is likely to get the same high-profile portfolio as Thierry Breton has, internal markets. Would that be your expectation and the general French expectation too?
Well, that's not what the leaders had. I mean, it seems to me that the commission portfolio, we won't know obviously until tomorrow or later in the week, but are being split up. And what they mentioned was not the internal market that overlaps, but it was this sort of drive to greater competitiveness, investment, industrial policy, the kinds of things that were being mentioned that Europe really had to get right in the next few years in the Draghi report next week, which is absolutely the kind of thing Macron's also been saying for a while. So I suspect it's in that area that they want Stéphane Séjourné to be given a big portfolio.
All right, John, we'll leave it there. We'll leave it there for now, but perhaps all the questions will be answered tomorrow when it's expected that Ursula von der Leyen may. Plan is that she will be in a position to reveal the details around her new EU commission.